5 years ago, we interviewed people from all over the world for our 50th anniversary of ITB Berlin. The last 5 years have been incredibly exciting and challenging for the entire tourism industry. That's why, on the occasion of our 55th anniversary, we conducted interviews with the representatives of the time to find out how they have fared in the last 5 years since our last visit, how the pandemic has affected their work, and how they have dealt with it. Listen for yourself.
Hi, Russell. Russell Lord, it's so good to hear you again. I'm afraid I can't see you, but it's good to hear you. You have been part of our 50 years of our 50 years anniversary campaign, and you received, because you deserve this, one of the ITB Buddy Bears. So you have been, at this time, you gave an interview together with Betty Käse, who is not with us today, who was the ambassador for LGBT travel in Berlin. And you were the ambassador for LGBT travel in Tel Aviv. So before we start, maybe you want to quickly introduce yourselves so that people know what you're doing in general.
Well, as Rika said, my name is Russell. I've been working in incoming tourism for a few decades now, promoting all kinds of tourism, archaeological, religious, human tourism. And of course, the LGBT community is a major part of that, because we're interested in religion and we're interested in archaeology and we're interested in all of the amazing sites that Israel has to offer together with our neighbors.
Yeah, it really has. So what we want to know is what has happened to you in the last 5 years and the time since we last spoke. You know, what has changed and how are you coping, especially in the times of the current corona pandemic? So is Tel Aviv, for instance, still a hotspot for LGBT travelers?
Listen, as a tourism professional, I must remain optimistic. If you're not an optimistic person, this is not the profession for you. Just like the rest of the world community, Israel has gone through the waves of corona, starting in March 2020 and up until and including now. Starting January 9th, Israel has opened its doors again to tourism in a safe manner. We're requiring vaccinations. We're requiring PCR tests. But once you're here, the country is open and free, and we are already greeting tourists that are so hungry to pack their suitcases and travel. And I see it with the tourists that we've had now and the bookings we have even for the next 2 or 3 weeks. People are hungry to travel, and we're here to greet them and to show them the country in a safe manner. And it can be done.
Yes, and I know that Israel has been like a role model, you know, because they had the first vaccinations and they're really trying everything they can to get tourism started again and to get the whole life, the whole everything started again. Yeah,
we need to live with this corona. It's not up to us when it comes and when it goes. We need to protect ourselves. We need to wear masks when suitable. We need to be vaccinated, but we also need to live. We need to continue our lives in a safe manner. Mm-hmm. And tourism can definitely go forward in the shadow, let's say, or of corona.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that LGBT travelers, for instance, are the first ones to come back?
Absolutely, absolutely. My email, my computer is bursting with emails from all different kinds of people, and most definitely the LGBTQ community also, that want to pack their suitcases and get on the road and see the sites that are on their lists of places that they must visit.
Yes, I know. I think in Berlin it's the same. A lot of people want to come back to Berlin to also be here, because we are also hotspot for the LGBTQ plus community. But yeah, there is the urge to travel. So
well, now it's winter time here, and LGBTQ tourism seems to drift towards sunshiny places. But I am quite confident that come May, April, May, and June, Israel, Tel Aviv is going to be back again in the headlines of being a hotspot of tourism. Our parade is in the first week of June, our Tel Aviv Pride Parade. Oh. And I already have groups and groups of people booked to come.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So you already have a lot of bookings for the Pride.
Already. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Not only people that had booked for 2020 and had to postpone and postpone and postpone again, also new people saying, no more waiting. Time to visit the places on our list that we want to visit. And
That sounds very positive. That's great.
We have to be optimistic. Yes. And if you speak in an optimistic tone of voice, people catch on to it and then it spreads. No point of gloom and doom. It's not going to help any of us.
That's right. So, Russell, tell me on a personal note, has anything changed for you with the pandemic? I mean, did you have new ideas on what to do in your professional life or anything, because a lot of people just also use the time to rethink a little bit of what they are doing. Did you also do that?
Absolutely. I've been working at the same company at Kenneth Tours for many years, and I'm very proud of it. And one of the reasons that I'm so proud of it is that the way we've taken this quiet time and used it to refocus on who we are and what we do. Some people left the profession, new people came into tourism, some people couldn't wait it out and they went to do other things. And that's perfectly fine. But we have become a team of very highly motivated professionals that strive to provide the best of everything. It's amazing. Each person on our team supports the other with the strong things that they know. Some people are stronger in the knowledge of religious sites. Some people are stronger in the nightclubs. Some people with restaurants. Some people with hotels. And together, we really are now even more capable than previously to provide the clients with over and above their expectations.
Yeah, I remember you always said that your personal mission was to leverage the authentic experience, like native food and diverse cultures. Absolutely. And meeting and connecting with people. So why do you think in general it is so important to connect with people while traveling?
Well, especially here in a place like Israel, where there are so many archaeological sites, whether I like it or not, the fact is that if you don't have that people connection, that personal connection, the place, you see more rocks and more rocks and more rocks, and all of the rocks have a story, but each human being has a story that we can all relate to. So when you're sitting at home, let's just say having a dinner with a religious Jewish family, and you're listening to what their outlook on life is, or with a Muslim family, Christian family, Druze family, Cherkasian, Israel is made up of so many different heritages and religions and traditions that you meet people that you wouldn't meet, in the place where our tourists come from. And you go home and all this and the place becomes a person. You remember when you next time you see on the news something about this country, you all of a sudden remember the dinner that you had with this family or that family. It becomes a personal visit, a journey, a personal experience, and a journey, not only a travel experience. It also is here. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, Rika. There are cities that are more beautiful than Tel Aviv, Rome, London, Paris, Vienna. There are incredible cities, but here, in addition to the sites that we have to see, we get into people's heart. We will do that human person-to-person experience.
And I think this is more important than ever, that to have this and to have this connections to people and to have authentic experiences, meeting people, seeing people, and then maybe changing your mind and not being stubborn or whatever, And this traveling is so much against any bigotry, and it really opened doors. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm so happy to hear that you still agree with that the pandemic hasn't got you down, and the opposite, I understand, is happening.
The pandemic and these past years have made me even have taught me that what I'm doing is right, and I need to do it even in a stronger way. I need to continue in this path, and together with colleagues, that's what we're doing.
Would you still say there are some learnings which you could share with us, which are the learnings from the last 5 years since we had our last conversation when you got the bear?
What have I learned? I've learned how important it is. This is going to sound more philosophical than I am, but the truth of the matter is I've really learned that it's very important to hear people, to hear what people are saying, to listen, to hear, and to understand where it's coming from. Not to just judge people because of a sentence or two that they've said, or places they want to go, or they say, oh, no, I'm not going there because of A, B, C, or D. Before I judge them, I need to digest it a bit. Some people do it faster. Me, it takes a little time. I usually think of what I really should say the day after. We have to hear each other. We have to hear each other.
That's great, Russell. I totally agree, and that's wonderful. That I think that the tourism industry is in fact changing a little bit. That people, everybody talks now about that the new luxury is, you know, listening to people, is meeting people, is is a different level than just doing sightseeing. And I mean, it's so important also to work with the local communities.
Absolutely.
And you're well connected, so that's why people want to travel with you. Yeah.
Well, I'm well connected because I have well connected myself. I understood how important it is to speak with, to have families involved, to have local people, young people. It's so fascinating nowadays to hear the outlook of young people and how it's different than me often. Not that they're right and I'm wrong, but often they see things in a different way, and it's very interesting to hear their points of view, and to bring tourists into local homes and to hear what people's life is like in a different country. It's fascinating.
Have you already also thought about what you know, because of climate change going on, you know, and sustainability, except of the social responsibility we've been talking about, where you're really a champion. What do you think about the need to really become more sustainable in a way of environmental protection?
Very important, very important. And it we even thought about this on a small level. In the day, we used to give out plastic envelopes to each client with paper maps. And then one fine day, we started using biodegradable envelopes, and now we've pretty much stopped completely. It's a small move, but if everybody does their small move, it's going to help for the greater good. Everything now, we can do it online. I can send itineraries to people online. They can go onto their cell phone, and they can see everything that previously I would put in print. Mm-hmm. It's a small way of helping,
everybody, there are so many tools by now to make your company more sustainable. And if everybody would just start, you know, with small baby steps maybe, but if you see that it works, then you can, you can take bigger steps as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 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 We're all in this together. We're all residents of the same planet.
Right. And we only have one planet.
So far as I know, we only do. I know they're looking for others, but so far, Earth is the place.
So, so that brings us to maybe my last question, which what would be your greatest wish for the future?
My greatest wish, I think I said it before, but I'm going to return to it, that people would hear each other. People would hear each other. People would stop, listen, hear, and take time to digest the other person's thoughts before passing judgment. That's step one to making the world a better place.
And I think tourism can really help in doing that, because tourism is really a tool. So I'm happy that we are both working in tourism, and I'm happy that we have the opportunity to change, to share these thoughts with the rest of the tourism community. So thank you, Russell.
Well, I know that there are many people that feel the same way. Many people, and we're going to.
So, thank you, Russell, for being with us, and thank you for sharing your thoughts. And we all want to come and meet you in Tel Aviv as soon as we can travel again. And yeah, let's.
We're going to make it happen.
Yes, and let's please stay connected, everybody. The tourism community is really. Yeah, it's a great community, and we love travel, and ITB will be there. We will reopen again, and we will welcome the world. So let's meet in Berlin and Tel Aviv.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Looking forward to
it. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. You too. Be well and healthy. Bye.